This is KUT. A disability rights group in Texas sent out a survey last week trying to figure out how many of its members became disabled due to gun violence. As KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, the group hopes the data will help inform Texas lawmakers on how they legislate guns.
Bob Kafka works with Adaptive Texas, a statewide disability rights group. He says when gun violence happens, particularly mass shootings, we tend to have a pretty limited discussion about what happens to the victims.
The media loves to focus on how many people died, you know, and then they have the sort of other injured.
But he says we don't usually talk about what happens to the people who were injured.
I've never seen where they follow the rehab of somebody.
Kafka says gun victims often become disabled in one way or another. But if you want to know how often this happens, or if you just want any sort of data on this, there's not really anything out there.
We've never tracked that in the disability world to know, you know, what is the percentage of people who have their disability. It is because of gun violence.
Kafka wants to change that. So a little more than a week ago, he sent out a survey to members of Adaptive Texas. He's taking an informal poll of how many people became disabled because of gun violence. Kafka says he hopes that information will help his group be better lobbyists and have more influence on Texas lawmakers.
And I think it would be helpful for the public in designing whatever programs, you know, in terms of gun control, security, what the balance is. And I think the disability community should be an integral part of that debate.
The reason Kafka and his group have to go out and get information is because gun violence data is something that just doesn't exist in the public health world.
The National Rifle Association in particular worked very hard to stop research coming out of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and even some of our other federal agencies.
That's Dr. Georges Benjamin, the executive director of the American Public Health Association. He says for the past 20 years, this prohibition on data collection has stopped public health officials from studying gun violence in any meaningful way.
We just haven't done the research to really have really good questions and really good answers to those questions. And I think the challenge is that when almost every other important public policy decision, we make it out on informed data as best we can.
Benjamin says it's a good thing groups are trying to collect data on their own. He says getting any data at this point helps. But he says to really make public policy better, what we need is robust scientific studies. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.